This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
It is our great pleasure to welcome Joe Lacy to the program. Joe is the operations manager for Newhoff Media in Lafayette, Indiana, as well as being the program director for B1029. Joe, did all of you guys go to Ball State?
You know, it almost seems like it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. What is Letterman worth to that institution?
I'll tell you what, I actually had the honor and pleasure of actually meeting David Letterman when he was at the university, when they dedicated the new building to him back in 2007. I was part of the college radio station, WCRD, there that he actually helped fund it and funds, I think, still to this day. But I got to interview him, and I got to speak at the dedication ceremony, and what a great guy he is. It was amazing because, you know, we're all dressed up in suits and such. And then for the interview on the radio station, David Letterman walks in a T-shirt, shorts, and a safari hat.
Yeah.
But then when it came time for the dedication ceremony, he goes into somebody's office and comes out like he does on his show, complete with the gray socks.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Amazing stuff. All right, so you've been in radio since what, 2003, something like that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so you were a college radio guy. What was that like on the campus of Ball State?
It was actually a lot of fun. You know, growing up, I was the kid that knew they wanted to be in radio because I was the annoying kid that would call the local morning show all the time just to talk to the DJs. And thankfully, they were nice and just kind of played along with me. But knowing that Ball State had a college radio station, I knew I wanted to get involved. So I actually did news once a day. From like 5 to 6, just read like campus and national and state news. And that's how I got my start and then eventually went on from there. But it was a great time. I actually got to see the campus grow while I was there. And in fact, I still go back every so often, and it just keeps growing. It's almost like it never stops growing. I don't know if they're ever going to run out of room, but it's an amazing campus.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Lafayette area. We got this family fun kit we're giving away. It's a great community. Love coming over there. And in fact, I've been to the Tropicana Cove Water Park. That whole park area is just gigantic. The zoo's there. It's a huge, huge place.
Yeah, it is. Columbian Park, I think, is almost kind of like one of the crown jewels of Lafayette. It's almost right in the center of Lafayette. And it's actually has gone through quite a few improvements. In fact, just in this past year, we have a lagoon that they've actually redone. They've relined, flushed, fixed all the leaks and cracks, and refilled it. Now we have pedal boats now for people to come and rent and use. You can kind of pedal around the lagoon. We have Memorial Island, which is a great place where we have some local concerts and people can use for events as well. And then, of course, we got the Columbian Park Zoo, which is a great zoo. Our penguins just arrived. I think they arrive tomorrow. We have a penguin exhibit that we've been so eagerly waiting for that they're going to arrive tomorrow here in Lafayette. So we'll have a new penguin exhibit opening. And like you mentioned, Brian, Tropicana Cove, it's a great, great family water park. It's clean. They have two newer slides that just opened up a couple years ago, the Tiki Twist and the Riptide Racer. So if you're got a bit of an enthusiast for thrills, definitely the Tiki Twist is maybe something you want to check out.
All right, and then tell me about this monster mini golf, all the black light stuff. This is indoors, right?
It is indoors. In fact, we just took my daughter there a couple weeks ago. It's great. It's an indoor. It's all black lit. I mean, nothing, you know, really scary. You know, it's fun scary, but, you know, it's putt-putt. They got some, Frankenstein, and, you know, I think they have like a ginormous-looking King Kong in there. But it's an 18-hole mini golf course inside. It's air-conditioned, so especially like on a day like today where it's super hot, and I don't know if you're getting rain there in Illinois, but we're getting rain here in Lafayette. You know, that's something you can do definitely indoors and not have to worry about if it's snow, rain, hot, cold. It's temperature controlled.
All right, Joe. Listen, we appreciate it, my man. Thank you for jumping on with such short notice. Joe Lacy from Newhoff Media Lafayette and the operations manager there and the program director for B1029. Joe's a great guy. They have a lot of fun. This family fun kit, you can sign up for it right now at Nauticator.com. Just go to the Just a Roam Away section. 4 free games at the Arrowhead Bowl, 4 rounds of golf to hole-in-one family mini pot. You got the 4 rounds of golf to the monster mini golf, the Columbian Park Zoo, Tropicana Cove Water Park. This is a weekend.
That is a loaded deck. That would be a lot of fun for me.
And you got a great golf course over there on the campus of Purdue University. I think it is a Pete Dye course.
That's what you've said.
It's fantastic. It's a great community. we have a lot of similarities. You know, Tate Lyle and Caterpillar are both there.
Right.
And it's just, you know, they got a Big Ten school. So we've got this natural built-in Purdue-Illinois thing.
Of course.
Go to justaromaway.com, and you can look up by market or by activity anywhere in our Newhoff Rome Zone. It's the Buick Boilermaker Golf Complex, or the Brick, I'm sorry, Burke Boilermaker Golf Complex.
Oh, cool.
And it is literally has hosted the 2008 NCAA Men's Championship, the 2003 NCAA Women's Championship. There's two 18-hole championship golf courses there, first-class golf training center. So if you want to make a weekend of it, all kinds of great things to do. The Clegg Memorial Garden. We've told you about the Frank Lloyd Wright Samara House, the farm at Prophetstown. There's even Wolf Park just a little outside of Lafayette. Family Fun Kit, giving away one of those Sunday night. I think midnight's the deadline for you to enter. Just go to Nauticator.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.